Blog Talk Radio.
Regulators. We regulate any stealing of his property. We're damn good, too. But you can't be any geek off the street. Gotta be handy with the steal, if you know what I mean. Earn your keep.
Regulators! Mount up.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of The Betting Window on the Nerd Report Network. I am your host, F.N. Ronnie, and with me, as always,
Captain Stuntcock himself, and I don't know where the fuck Zombie Master's at. He must have ran into Raider Dave.
Yeah, well, maybe. Hold on one minute, because we got to open up. Some shitty glass sound, but we got breaking news already, kicking it off.
Kick it off.
That's better. Yep. Jim Harbaugh of Michigan's head coaching job and will be the new coach of the L.A. Chargers.
I think he's going to do great in L.A.
Yeah, that just broke literally 2 hours ago. And like I said, if you are new to the show, where the fuck have you been? But if you are new, welcome. Welcome. And what we are is we are a video game. Wow. We haven't been a video game podcast in fucking years.
Fucking years, buddy.
There he is.
I didn't even hear the Skype go off.
I called you like 8 times. Hello.
Hello.
Up. I didn't even hear the Skype go off, and I was laying on the bed right next to it, and I didn't even fucking hear it.
Well, introduce yourself, because we're live.
Oh, the Zombie Master, bitches.
So like I said, if you're new to the show, welcome. Welcome. If you don't know what we are a sports news / sports betting podcast leaning more towards the sports betting, where we dive into Atlantic City Lean. We dive into the good, the bad, and the what the fuck was that in the wide world of sports.
And a liberal dose of fuckery mixed in.
Just a little bit.
But, yeah, we open the show with breaking news. The Harbaugh is not a Wolverine anymore. He is now an L.A. Charger.
Interesting. When did that break?
2 hours ago.
Ah.
So literally breaking news.
Yeah, literally.
Literally.
We also have Hall of Fame news. I have all the Hall of Fame stuff.
You know what? Just for just 1 second.
Yes.
But allow me to interrupt you. And talk about what pieces of fucking garbage Buffalo Bills fans are.
Oh.
This is new news to people?
It's not, man, but they really showed it. This postseason, like, I understand. Your team are perennial fucking losers. It happened. Okay? You've had a few good seasons. But the fact that you motherfuckers tossing snowballs at players on the field during play shows what kind of classless, trashy motherfucking rednecks you are.
Oh.
Canadians are weird. Who's worse, Philly fans, Philadelphia fans, or Buffalo fans?
Philly fans are, look, Philly fans, they'll trash their own field. Yes, we know that. It's Philly fans. Those are some pretty insane motherfuckers.
Grease the polls.
Not even. Not even that. But, like, think about this. Let's look at it like pro wrestling terms. Where are the most hardcore fans in the world?
Jersey, New York, Iowa.
That whole little northeast area there.
Well, I mean, Iowa has them fucked up people because what else is there to do?
But think about
Chuck
this.
Chuck Horn and watch wrestling.
Okay, let me put it to you like this. When we talk about hardcore wrestling, what comes to mind?
ECW.
Where was ECW pissed out of?
Philly.
How many times did match ends fucking go audible because they were afraid them motherfuckers were going to riot or did riot?
Anytime the Duglings were on TV.
I was just going to say, anytime Bubba had a microphone in his hand.
Exactly, man. Like, these are hardcore motherfuckers for everything. And while they may fucking, you know, throw shit on the field, it's usually trash.
Dildos.
But the fact is, they're not fucking making snowballs and trying to fuck with the outcome of plays.
Well, it didn't stop there, because after they lost to Kansas City, they were throwing snowballs at the players.
Yeah. Oh, no, you lost to a team that was more well-prepared than your team. That's totally a reason to be a cocksucker.
In their eyes, yes.
Like, my team got fucked. But you know what you know how I look at it? Next season, man. It is what it is. I'm not going to go out there and pelt motherfuckers with snowballs because I'm a giant child. All you motherfuckers need, like, be ashamed of yourselves and shit. Like, parents didn't raise you right.
Tell me Jesus.
Not even that, man. Your fucking parents failed you, man. They didn't teach you how to be, like, decent human beings. They taught you how to be fucking shit-bum Philly fans. Not even the good Philly fans. The shit-bum fans. Like, the full-on shitbags that punch horses in the face.
And the Philly fans are going, God, dude, chill out. You're too violent.
Like, I don't know, man. I think it comes down to the difference between fans.
I mean, it's like New Jersey fans, we're sickos too, but we don't pelt teams with snowballs. You just
right.
bitch as we leave the stadium, that's all.
Right, you just bitch as you leave the stadium. That's what normal sports fans do. That's what normal sports fans do.
Yeah.
They bitch as they leave the stadium.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shitbags throw snowballs and shit.
Or punch horses.
Yeah. So, all right. So, you have the Major League Hall of Fame. The voting results ended yesterday.
Yes, and three guys got in.
And a shit ton didn't.
And David Wright is still on the motherfucking ballot.
Barely.
But he made it. He made it past the percentage. Do I think he's going to get in? Probably not. But still, motherfucking David Wright is still on the Hall of Fame fucking ballot.
But.
And Jose Reyes didn't get a single fucking vote.
Where are we at?
Hall of Fame.
Hall of Fame. Got it. So how many players got inducted this year?
Three.
We got.
Okay. Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, and Joe Mauer.
Three classy guys deserving of.
I was about to say, man, that's not a bad draft. That's not a bad fucking Hall of Fame class at all.
And don't forget, you got Jim Leland going in this year, too.
Not bad.
Now.
Yeah, that's a class you can be proud of.
Yes.
Now, here's the problem, though.
Okay.
So.
Hit me, I'm ready.
Again, we've discussed this last week. The writers need to get off their fucking high horse. So I'm going to go from the bottom. These are the worst to the best that got in, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
James Shields, zero votes. Jose Reyes, zero votes. I don't agree with that. I think he had Hall of Fame numbers, but he got injured.
Who is this?
Reyes.
Well, Reyes, I mean, he won a batting title.
Yeah, but he also got injured a lot.
Towards the end of his career, yes, he did.
Yeah, Adrian Gonzalez, three votes. Matt Holliday, four votes.
Holiday would have been cool.
Yeah, Holiday would have been good. I mean, but, correct me if I'm wrong, Ryan. Wasn't he a Cardinal, like, god for a while?
Yeah, he ended his career in St. Louis. And he really was, man. And let me just say, he should get in strictly for that dirty slide on Marco Scudero.
Huh.
I loved watching that. I will defend that slide forever. It was dirty, but it was legal.
So,
true.
All right. Big Sexy. Bartolo. Five votes.
Which was sad. He should have gotten in just because of his longevity.
Oh, Bartolo? For sure,
yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
He'll get in probably the committee.
The Legends Committee.
Victor Martinez, six votes.
Okay.
Jose Barista, I know what I said, six votes. They are officially off the ballot, period. They're done.
Batista, I'm sorry, Jose Batista, that's a name that I think he should have at least advanced on because the guy had some killer home runs in his career.
Right. Now, yeah. These are guys that are going to be on the ballot next year, except one, which I'll get to. David Wright, 24 votes, 6%. He's on for next year.
Okay.
Torrey Hunter, 28. Francisco Rodriguez, 30 votes. Mark Burley, 32. Andy Pennant, 52. He's 13%. They're never going to get him in, and that's a shame.
Well, this is not his last year on the ballot, though, is it?
No, but they're never going to get him in if he's this low.
Now, you know what? I'll explain. Once you're done, I got something to say about that, but when you're done.
Jimmy Rollins, 57. Bobby Abreu, 57. Omar Vizquel, 68. Chase Utley, 111, 28%.
Fuck him.
Manny Ramirez, 125, 32%. A-Rod, 130, 34% of the votes. Beltran, 57.5%. Andrew Jones, 61. Gary Sheffield, and there's the one I'm pissed off at.
Final year on the ballot, too.
63. Billy Wagner, 73. And then the other three.
But you see, Sheffield has a good shot of making it on the Legends. I think he's going to make it on the Legends one.
The problem is it should not matter. The writers are playing God.
Oh, totally.
Sure.
And I'm sorry. We've all sat here because of the injuries and have said David Wright should not be a Hall of Famer. Okay.
Well, I said it last week. Look, David Wright was always and always will be one of my favorite Mets. Did I think he's going to make the Hall of Fame? I said probably not. Would I like him to? Yeah. I mean, he's definitely going to make the Mets Hall of Fame. That's a fucking no-brainer.
How
right there.
Is Andy Pettit only getting 13% of the vote when he's the best postseason pitcher?
Now, here's the thing I want to discuss, and I want to get your take on both of those. A couple of years ago, before Larry Walker had gotten elected, his numbers were 14, 15, 16%, and then each year he slowly crept up. Not saying Pettit's going to get in next year, but there's a chance. His numbers can go up because I looked at the Hall of Fame class for next year, and I could only count maybe two guys that I could see making it into the Hall of Fame as a first ballot.
Here's the problem with that. Andy's will not go up for the sole fact that he got busted for HGH.
Yep.
And that's a shame because he never used it on the field as an advantage.
No, he didn't. That's another reason why Clemens never got in either.
And, well, Clemens used it while he was playing, like, on the field. Like, he was using it as a recovery in between outings.
Well, so did Bonds, too, but...
Well, you know what, though? And that's the problem. Everyone's like, oh, well, it's the strength. It's this. No, it's the recovering agency. Listen, I'm sorry. Major League Baseball does not want okay, does Major League Baseball want these guys to play, or do they want them to take nights off? I'm asking, do they want them to play or do they want them to take nights off?
Ryan, you could take – Ryan, you go first. You go ahead.
I mean, shot of them, and they expect them to do it all naturally. And you can't play as often as these guys do, even if it is like the NFL where it's once a week. You know, it's hard on your body. And they need to take that into consideration whenever they're fucking looking at how these guys are recovering.
I agree, because you know what it is, too, and I look at it this way, and it's like It's like we said this argument last week when it came to David Wright. If David Wright hadn't gotten hurt, he was definitely on a Hall of Fame trajectory. The way he was playing, and so was Mattingly when Mattingly played. But unfortunately, injuries curtailed both of their careers short before they should have been. You know, Mattingly, I think more so as his play, but also he could go in as a manager because he was a great manager. So, I mean, he could go either way with that. Look, do I want David, as a Met fan, would I want Wright in the Hall of Fame? Absolutely. Do I think it'll happen? Probably not. And I'm okay with it. But these are two guys, these are two guys that gave their entire bodies to this game.
But that's not the thing, though. The thing is David Wright naturally cannot get in because of his numbers. Andy Pettit has the numbers, and they're playing God.
Oh, you're totally right. I you're not going to get an argument out of me.
And I'm sorry. You may not like it. The writers may not like it. A-Rod, even without his Texas numbers, is still a Hall of Famer.
True, but, I mean, unfortunately, there's the old PED thing again.
But I'm even saying, you take away the PED. Take away his 3 years in Texas with the Rangers when they said that he was using. He still has Hall of Fame numbers.
Oh, I'm not just...
He's still over 500 home runs. He's still over 2,000 RBIs. He's in the 2,000 hit club, even without...
He's a 3,000 hitter, I think.
I'm saying, even without those numbers, without taking those numbers out, he's still in that range.
Well, it's ironic too, and it's like since we're talking about Hall of Fame, every year this comes up, and I see memes about it every year. And I'm still astonished that Pete Rose is still being penalized for gambling when some of these guys did hardcore. Well, I don't want to say hardcore drugs, but drugs that made it onto the field that actually helped him onto the field, basically cheating on the field, but yet they're still considered. He was gambling, which, granted, wasn't legal back then, but still, he's being penalized for that, and that man's not in the Hall of Fame, and that's disgusting.
The difference is he bet on baseball. If he was betting on any other sport, no one would care. The fact that he bet on his sport.
Okay. Now, riddle me this, Batman. How many guys do you think, just because Pete Rose got caught, you don't think there's other guys that bet on baseball?
There are, but they didn't get caught.
Right. Unfortunately, Pete got caught. True. Does it suck? Yeah. But it still should not take away from that man's legacy, because that man on the field when he played, nobody played with more passion and more, hence the name Charlie Hustle, more than him. And I was never a big mega Pete Rose fan, but I respected the man on the field.
Yeah, but you've also got to stop to think that, like, he was. They can't take away his records.
But that's the killer. That's the killer thing. He's got shit in the Hall of Fame, but he's not in the Hall of Fame. But his equipment is.
And that's the price that he's got to pay for it. Is it bullshit? Absolutely.
But the thing is, though, is even if he bet on
losing, got caught shaving points, absolutely.
But that's the thing, and that's what I was just about to say. Even though he bet on baseball, he bet on his team.
Right.
And that's where they draw concern. If he was betting on baseball, it would have been still as drastic, but it wouldn't be as severe. It's the fact that he bet on his team. Never to lose, no, but it's still the integrity of the game.
Well, I get it. I'm not condoning what he did. I will not sit here and get...
No one's condoning what he did.
But it's just, it's like, I look at it as there are certain players, like, we all know Babe Ruth wasn't exactly a fucking angel off the field. Hey, Babe Ruth... There was documents saying Babe Ruth showed up to games drunk off his ass or hungover.
I mean,
but yet that man is in the Hall of Fame, and nobody bats an eyelash about it.
No, even though he fucked hookers, ate hot dogs, and smoked the fucking chain smoked. If you think I'm lying, go look that up. I dare
oh,
you.
I'm not denying you.
No. I'm telling the people listening.
Oh, yeah, of course.
If you think I'm lying, go look it up. And what do you think they call it? Foul tipping.
But, yeah, I mean, there's been times where Babe Ruth, there's been documented. I've read articles where Babe Ruth showed up hungover or still drunk from the night before two games and played on the field.
Had his liver looking like Robert Downey.
Which, it's funny because I actually was watching basketball before. But no, but it's like, look, but everybody considers Babe Ruth, oh, Babe Ruth, you know, the great Babe Ruth and stuff like that. Babe was no angel.
No, Doc couldn't fucking pitch the perfect game on, or a no-hitter on fucking acid.
Yeah, no-hitter on acid.
Yeah, I mean, that's why he's not in the Hall of Fame, and he'll never be in the Hall of Fame.
I mean, Jesus Christ. There are stories about the Mets bullpen back in the day, fucking bitches in the bullpen while the game was going on.
Yeah, I remember those days.
No, here's the thing. And also, you got to look at the other thing, too. The writers back then in Babe Ruth's era were probably like Babe Ruth.
Again, you're not wrong.
And
hello, Christian.
Hello, friends.
How you feeling, buddy?
I'm all right. You?
Yeah, I'm good.
We're just talking about the Hall of Fame. And we're bringing up Pete Rose again.
What, the Baseball Hall of Fame?
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, I called two of the Hall of Famers this year, so I'm just, you know, going to pat myself on the back.
But I'm going after the writers again for Andy Pettit.
And
by the
guy,
way, John, his numbers dropped 3.5% from last year.
Well, you know what it is? Those numbers drop, they rise and drop all the time. There was a time when they didn't think, what's his name? Billy Wagner's numbers at one point were in the 50s, and he rose up. He dropped a little bit.
I saw the first timers for next year, and there are only two.
That's exactly, Christian, you must have been listening because I said there's only two guys on the Hall of Fame ballot next year.
Yeah.
And I looked at the entire,
Ichiro
and CeCe.
Yeah, that's it.
And there's only one other guy that I would give a snowball's chance, and that's Curtis Granderson.
Nah.
I mean, do I think he'll make it past the first round and he'll be on the ballot next year? Yes, but that's out of the rest of the guys on that list? No.
Nah, if anything, I put King Felix over Seagran. But other than that, the only two I see getting in next year are Ichiro. If Ichiro don't go on the first ballot,
oh, he's first ballot.
No, not just first ballot, but if he's not
unanimous,
I think he deserves to be unanimous.
Well, Jeter.
And it's like Jeter's the all-time hits leader in the post.
And Andy Pettit's the wins leader and innings leader for postseason play.
Yeah.
But because
of the PEDs, Ronnie thinks he's going to keep him out.
You be respectful, Ronnie.
I don't want to be right on that.
You be
Andy
respectful.
Andy should be in. Like, same with Bonds and Brian, I know you don't like him, McGuire.
And Sosa.
No. Actually, in that defense, Sosa does not deserve to be in because other than that.
It's fucking bad.
I was going to say, other than that one season in 98, he really did nothing, and then he got busted for corking his bat.
And he also, I'll keep that to myself. But,
then he pulled a reverse Michael Jackson.
It's like McGuire and all those other guys. Look.
Now, again, like we said, Ralphie, no. Ralphie didn't have, if you took away the PED numbers, he doesn't have the numbers to back up as a Hall of Famer.
Well, you know what it is, too? We spoke about it last week, and you just went over all the guys that didn't make it. You want to rerun those by Christian again real quick? You don't have to – just don't do the percentage. Guys that are cut off the ballot.
For that. Yeah, let me find off the ballot next year, Batista, Victor Martinez, Bartolo Colon, Matt Holliday, Adrian Gonzalez, Brendan Phillips, Jose Reyes, and James Shields.
And we last week, we went over all those guys, and only one or two of those guys did we say we think they have an outside chance. But every other one of those guys, we are dead right on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but Bartolo Colon, I think, should have advanced just because of his longevity. Batista, because the guy had some postseason heroics that were friggin' off the charts. Other than that, the rest of those guys... And one of those guys was a former Met, and Jose Reyes. Reyes had 1 year he won the batting title. The rest of the years he was hurt. And his career pretty much curtailed that. But everybody else we mentioned that he mentioned, we were saying, no, none of them are Hall of Famers.
Mm-hmm.
And we're right. My only hope is somebody like a Bartolo or even a Matt Holliday gets put on the Legends Committee. You know, and gets in that way.
Who?
Matt Holliday.
Oh, okay. I thought you said Roy Halladay. I'm like, I thought he was.
No, I'm talking Matt Holliday, the guy, the outfielder.
Yeah, I remember him.
I'm going to say Doc's in.
Yeah,
Doc is in, yeah. No, I was saying Matt Holliday hit like 400, 500-foot home runs in Colorado and St. Louis. That motherfucker was a beast.
Yeah, he was.
But
hey,
Ryan,
news from the other day. Edmonds of Boise Arbor got a 2-year deal reported worth, what is it, $16.5 million. Right.
Yeah.
Did you hear what I said?
Yeah, I said, oof, that's some money.
Oh, I didn't hear you.
Oh, Reese Hoskins is going to the Brewers.
Tommy Two Bags is getting double bags of money.
Tommy Two Bags.
Who's Tommy Two Bags?
Is that his name? Tommy Edmonds.
Ah.
For the Cads.
Cads.
Okay. Christian, I want your honest opinion on this.
Okay.
And everyone else can chime in on this. Josh Hader. Gonna be an Astro.
Fuck him.
Wait. This is where
I knew that was coming. I knew that was coming.
Oh, no, wait. Listen to how much he's getting. 5 years, $95 million.
Second highest paid reliever in baseball behind Edwin Diaz.
Is he worth... That means he's just getting fucked. Is he worth that money?
I honestly don't know much about him. I just know he's a white boy with long hair.
That's every fucking pitcher now in Major League that was named. That either that you call them Thor, you call them Hader, you call them Lincecum. I mean, come on, it's the same fucking thing.
I'm not disrespecting him,
but he was a white boy with long hair.
Wait, did you disrespect Lincecum like that?
No, he said white boy with long hair. Lincecum was a white boy with long hair.
He was the freak.
Let me just say this, and I still have this shit saved on Facebook. Tim Lincecum was the grown-up Mitch fucking Kramer from Dazed and Confused.
Damn right. There he is. There you go.
I was waiting for that motherfucker to be standing up on the mound to pinch the bridge of his nose and shit.
But
he was a great pitcher.
Yeah, until he fucked his back up.
And blew his arm out.
Yeah, his back and his – between his pitching arm
but
and his back.
Hader gets
– What'd you say, Ryan?
You want to finish that, Ryan?
You really want me to fucking finish up?
I think someone else needs to finish it for you.
What?
Hold on, I'm trying to think of the artist's name.
Ryan, I think someone else needs to finish it for you.
No. That's a trap, sir. That's a trap.
Oh, really? And the other word is not?
Ellie King, maybe?
And the other phrase is not? Because, you know, knock, knock.
There.
The door, bitch.
You know what? Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Go fuck yourself.
You no one knows shit.
Christian, they're stealing your catchphrases, man. Go get them.
Look, man, I'm just listening. Listen. In the words of a dude from Lean On Me, I ain't got to do shit but stay black and die. Oh, Ryan, I know you were talking about coming to New York, right? On one condition.
What's that?
Ray or Dave got to come with you.
Oh, that's a deal. That's
my
a deal.
Man.
So we better make sure we have plenty of bail money.
You're just sitting here being quiet like a bitch ass.
Nigga.
Oh, hello.
What the fuck?
Who dropped that little nugget?
Hold on. I'm going to hang up and I'm going to pretend like I ain't heard nothing. Y'all going to introduce me like I'm calling back into the show.
Canadians are weird. And he laughed.
Hi, welcome to Chili's.
Hello, Christian, welcome back.
Yeah, what happened? Did I just hear something that I thought I didn't want to hear? Was they talking to me? Brian, that better not have been your nephew.
What?
That better not have been your nephew.
No, it was my girlfriend.
Oh, okay.
She can get away with it.
Yeah, she can because she's black.
That's right, she can get away with it. That's why I had her do it.
It's
like that bit where he pays the black guy to say the word.
Listen, she almost made me do my Training Day impression. Cause I
she almost went full Training Day.
Look, I'm
a dude. Long Training Day or just mild Training Day?
I'm a dude disguised as a dude playing another dude.
Listen, Training Day. My nigga.
Hey, don't make us call that indie wrestler.
What indie wrestler?
The Soul Taker?
Yeah, we're just gonna leave it at that.
Exactly.
Or I'll call Noah.
Yeah, I was about to say, Steph done with the other one.
What was that, Onita?
Yeah, Onita!
Onita!
Yeah, Ronnie, how about those Tar Heels?
Yeah, I was going to say, how about them Duke boys? Oh, wait, Pittsburgh took care of that.
Yes, they did. Thank you.
But anyway, all right, I got to get your honest opinion. Another one. In the world of the Nobody Cares Association.
The NBA?
Yep. Doc, officially a Buck.
Oh, God.
Doc Rivers is the Bucks' new head coach.
Oh, God.
So is he really the coach or is Giannis the coach? That's a good question, right?
Yeah, it is, but...
That's a double-edged sword question there.
Like someone told me earlier, the NBA is the only league where it's run by the players. You see what I'm saying? So that way, what I mean by that is if a player or a team isn't happy with the coach, they'll let it go. Everyone's done this. Magic Johnson, Jordan did it with Doug Collins.
LeBron did it with his receding hairline.
Shut up,
Ron. He added to that shit, man. He went to Hans Wyman. They took some hair off his ass and put it up on his head.
Listen. He's running the Lakers like his hair is running from the front of his head.
I know y'all fucking remember how far back his hairline was and where it's at now.
That's almost as bad as that one quote.
LeBron's hair is starting to look like Jay Sherman.
That promo Enzo cut on Devon. He goes, fall back like your hairline.
Look, man, when you a billionaire, you can buy certain things.
Yeah, you can buy your
hair plugs.
Shut up, Ronnie.
Hello, I'm Cy Spurley for Hair Club for Men.
Hi, I'm LeBron James for Rogaine.
Yeah, man, I remember my friend asked me, what would I do to stop LeBron? I said, send him an Edible arrangement of Rogaine.
Tonight on Girls Gone Wild.
Oh, God.
I'm dating myself on that one.
Joe Francis.
Isn't that guy in jail yet?
Yes.
I go into his house while he was sleeping and shave his hairline back with the post.
Listen, his hairline is looking like Shawn Michaels.
Oh, damn. Oh, damn.
What do you mean it's looking like Shawn Michaels?
It's going to be completely gone soon.
Have you seen a picture of Shawn Michaels recently, Christian?
I have not.
Let me see if I can find one. Let me see if
I can. He's older than Dr. Evil's cat.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me see if I can find
a picture.
Yeah, that's a nice way of saying it.
He's a real live Mr. Bigglesworth.
Let's see if I can find a picture. Keep talking.
All right. The other thing. Okay. So the other thing I wanted to get into is Embiid dropped 70 the other night.
Yeah, but look.
On the anniversary. I think what makes that special is that it's on the anniversary of the 81 of Kobe.
Yeah, but I'm not impressed with it because Joel Embiid is the same guy I saw score 15 in the do or die game 7.
But here's the thing, and I even asked Chris this on Twitter. Should we be impressed? Because people like Stephen A. Smith are coming out and saying that he's sending a message. And I even asked, I go to Chris, as a Sixers fan, should we be impressed? Or should we be acting like this is the standard because it's against the Spurs?
Check to check, Christian, when you get a chance. I sent you a picture of what Michaels looks like now.
You sent it on
Skype.
All right, let's see.
Because in honesty, this is something that is, yeah, he scored 70. Great. It's against
Damn.
The Spurs.
Yeah, that's what Sean looks like now. Remember all that hair Sean used to have?
Yeah.
Well, that's him now. That's what he looks like today.
Sexy boy. No more.
He's just a bald guy.
It looks like he's hair. I remember seeing HBK. Like, he was like straight up bald.
His hair's receding.
Bald. He's just a bald guy. Bald guy.
Yeah, I'll show you guys something.
Oh, hell no.
I'll show you guys something. Hold on. I'll send it in the Skype.
Oh,
damn it. Where is it? There it is. Yeah, look. I embrace it because I've lost some hair, right?
I know what you're sending.
Instead of that front line, they go, oh, Sean. He goes, oh, Rogaine.
Damn it. Jesus Christ. That just distracted me.
What, Sean again?
Oh, God.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah, hell
at least
no.
At least Triple H shaved his head.
Yeah, because he's completely bald now, right?
Well, Triple H does that purposely.
Yeah, his hair was thinning, and he was a vain motherfucker.
Really?
Sean, your hairline's thinning! Thinning!
You know what, dude? You guys don't make no fucking jokes about that shit for real. Like, I've had the same widow's peak fucking thin-ass hairline since I was, like, 8 years old. This is some fucking bullshit.
And yet George Lopez has a set of hair that's, like, has the perfect hair.
This is me when my hair is cut down completely low. I sent it to one of those combos.
I was going
to
say, what do you look like? The
you must have sent it to one of the other ones.
I was going
to
say, what do you look like? The Black Al Dukes?
Well, Ryan just saw
Thank you, bro.
It. That's a good look, ain't it, Ryan?
Good look, yeah.
Thanks, man.
I didn't see it, so I can't tell.
There's one picture of me sporting a similar look, and I'll tell you what, I look like a dick.
Okay, let's see it.
No, I don't have it. I have it, but it's no. Yeah, no.
He's like, no,
nope.
No.
All right, how can we sell this to John, Ronnie?
Hold on. I can do
I look like a 315-pound fucking dick with my head shaved. Well, look.
Well, yeah, because you also, not trying to speak ill will, but you also used to be fat.
I did also.
Yeah.
I look like a chode.
All right.
There's nothing wrong with that. That's class right there. That's
man.
Class. That's
yeah,
a classic
man.
Look right there, man.
Right, did you look like Kid and Play?
Nah, because like right now, I look. Did you see Ronnie needs
to. Did he really just use the Kid and Play joke?
This was respectful.
Actually, two people.
or kid, I should say, not even play?
Look, if I had pictures, I know I could find one somewhere probably. I used to have a beautiful fucking mohawk.
Oh, I thought you were going to say mullet.
Oh, dude, as a kid, like early 90s, yeah, I had a sweet fucking mullet with a rat tail.
Oh, God, the rat tail.
All right, next topic. Let's keep moving.
I've got an ape drape. Yes, I do.
You didn't put it in your mouth. You weren't able to put it in your mouth, were you, like some people used to do?
We're not talking about clerks, damn it.
What does clerks have to do with rat tails and going in their mouth?
Oh, no, I got a better question, Ryan. What's a Nubian?
Bitch, you almost made him laugh.
No, I made him laugh.
Black rage.
Black rage.
Mm-hmm.
That one line in the thing is when they're in the bar and he goes, Archie was not fucking Mr. Weatherby.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, that movie. Oh, Lord. Anyway, let's move on.
The first pro-LGBTQ movie.
And he still caught shit from it.
Yeah, which is hilarious because it's pro-gay and yet.
And his
I don't know. The pet pile shop owner was a little far.
Yeah. It's... finger cuffs. What are finger cuffs? Don't ask.
Finger cuffs.
Don't ask.
What did you do? Well, what finger cuffs? I fucked them. Jesus Christ, man! I saw that coming a mile away.
Unlike Mr. McGoohan.
This is why we come to minor league hockey games, because we see this entertaining shit. I love Chasing Amy.
That is my favorite one.
Ryan, the Stash got new copies of Chasing Amy, and they have a three-pack now. Clerks, Mallrats, and Chasing Amy in a set. If I go there, I'll find out how much it is and let you know.
Wow, so Todd Helton really made the Hall of Fame.
Yep.
Yes, he did.
Sure did.
And I think two of the three guys spent the entire careers with one team. I don't know. Beltran didn't spend his entire career with one team. He was with a couple teams.
Nah, but I know. And just the fact that Joe Mauer is going to be the youngest Hall of Famer.
40 years old, yeah.
That's crazy.
It's impressive.
Yeah.
But Mauer was a class act, though. He was
a class act. Yeah, he was.
Well, Mauer, in reality, wasn't even supposed to be in Major League Baseball.
That's true.
Yeah.
What was he? He was quarterback, right?
Yep.
He was.
He was going to be drafted as a quarterback, decided not to go into football, went to baseball. And
Todd Helton was a quarterback.
Yeah.
Well, Todd Helton, look at how big that motherfucker was, too.
Yeah, he's fat now.
I mean, I'm sure it's an easy transition from like quarterback to pitching.
Well, what's his name? What's his name? That plays that quarterback for the Cardinals. What's his name?
Ooh, Kyler Murray.
Kyler Murray. He was drafted by the A's.
I think he made the right choice.
Russell Wilson was drafted by the A's.
No, you don't say it right. Christian says it better.
Mr. Unlimited.
No.
Please,
Christian.
County
His name is Russell.
Was drafted
Last
to the...
name Wilson.
There you go. You gonna do it? It was class.
Why singing like R. Kelly?
Play ball for
Christian, he's nailing you left and right to this day, man.
So there you go. I know somebody that played for y'all's farm system.
What? Sorry, Ryan. I didn't realize you were talking.
Back some years ago, he's a cop out here, but a dude that me and my sister went to school with was drafted into Major League Baseball. He was drafted by the Mets. He was Andy Sanders.
I remember that name.
He made it as far as, I think, the double-A, triple-A club for a season, and then he fucked up his knee and... retired and became a cop.
So
I actually that name actually sounds familiar.
So John, I have some news.
Uh oh.
About the new the Somerset Patriots.
Oh yeah, go right ahead with this one. This is cool.
All right,
yeah.
Go ahead.
We have official new jerseys for their alternate uniforms.
Well, it's not going to say they don't. Is it the script that looks like it says Somerset across the front?
No, they are. So you know how major minor league baseball teams have had some wacky fucking like adjusting names, like they have different names.
Oh yeah, trust me, I know.
So the Somerset Patriots will now be called during their alternate jerseys. The New Jersey or the Somerset Diners.
Seriously?
Yes. And I'm all for this because the jerseys are fucking fire.
You have a picture of it?
Yes, I do. I'm going to post it in the Skype chat. Let me just get to it.
Well, Jersey is famous for their diners. That's for damn sure.
Yes, they are. So here's the logo.
Okay, I'm waiting.
And
okay.
Here's the jersey.
All right.
Dope.
That is actually really cool. That's actually pretty badass.
I'm not the one with neon colors, but that's fucking dope.
I might have to buy one of those fucking things. I might have to buy one of those fucking things.
All right, let me see this thing.
I just posted it in Skype.
Of course you did.
That's actually really cool. And we've all been drunk at 3 a.m. after.
It?
It's in the Skype chat, Christian.
God, which one?
The one
we're
that
on
I,
now. We're on
now.
Now.
I have to make a new group chat every time I call fucking Blog Talk.
Really?
Yeah.
No, not that one.
Not that one.
No, not that one.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, wait. And this is going to piss a lot of people off, this next one.
Okay.
I'll send it to you. So just look at the Skype chat. It'll,
Well,
it'll
stop
jump.
Talking and fucking send it.
I'm texting it, damn it. Hold on. I had to crop the shit.
He better lower that goddamn bass.
He had to crop dust it. Oh, God, Taylor Ham.
and here's the hat.
Where's the hat?
Hold on, I'm finishing it. Hold on, I'm doing this now.
Hey, those jerseys are pretty nice.
That's what I'm saying. It's a hot, what's that, a hot chocolate mug?
It's a coffee mug.
Coffee mug. Yeah,
how come Shawn Michaels looks like Bill Cosby in this picture?
minus the roofing?
Minus the roofies.
This is Bill Cosby.
By the way.
This is Bill Cosby. Go. Get to the phone.
That's
right
the Jello
now.
Pops with the fentanyl in it.
Leave your name, your number, and your fentanyl order, and I'll get to you.
Leave your
my
name.
Earliest convenience, just say H-E-L-L-O.
Making fun of Bill Cosby.
Leave your name, your number, and your age at the time.
Hey, you know what, dude? I actually just read a story about him. Apparently, he's got a new set of fucking allegations.
What a shock!
What is it, from the senior center? What, did somebody dope somebody else's rice pudding or something?
No, man, apparently more people like, oh, yeah, no, totally. I got slipped the old Jell-O pudding pop by Bill Cosby.
Listen. Anybody that likes pudding pops, they're a certified weirdo.
Formed an illegal examination on me.
So, what was the other thing?
Good thing his wife is a lawyer.
And the kids watched.
Claire, I roofied someone again. Get me out of it again.
All right, we definitely killed that one. Let's continue.
Okay.
And moving on. No, but I saw this and I'm like, dude, these fucking jerseys for the Somerset Patriots are just fucking great.
They really are, dude.
Yeah, I'll be back, guys.
What'd you say? I stepped away for a second. I had to get my
drink. No, I said these jerseys are fucking awesome. Like, it's something different. Like,
Yeah, I might have to go to Somerset. I mean, I might have to go to the stadium and buy one of those fucking things.
So, Ryan, you want something?
Are they available now yet, or are they coming out later?
Yes, I think they are available now.
I might have to go buy one of those fucking things.
So, speaking of 90s as hell, the Somerset Patriots also put out a new hat. All right,
let me
see. Okay.
Hold on. I gotta get it. So, let me go and find this hat. The minute I show you these hats, you're going to be like, oh, this is going to take you back.
You're going to take me down to the Paradise City?
Where
no,
the grass
gonna,
is greener and the girls are pretty?
It's going to make you go look for the nookie.
So you can have the cookie and stick it up your, hello.
By the way, the jersey's an adult jersey, $137.
Fuck. Jesus. Okay, maybe I won't be buying one of those.
Nah, I might still be picking one up because when are they ever gonna those? When are they ever gonna do those?
You know what, Ronnie? I would not be shocked if they came out with a T-shirt version of those at some point.
Yeah.
I don't know if it sells well enough, but like I'd want to get the jersey because he's right, man. That's something that like whenever they vault it, they're vaulting.
Yeah.
At least a hat. I'm getting one of the two.
Oh, I'm definitely gonna get a hat. Ronnie, we got to try to go to a game this year.
I definitely want to go. I mean, I'm going to Blue Claws.
No, but we got to go to one when it's the fucking Rumble Ponies and the Patriots.
Oh, what am I, Chop Liver?
Hey,
you were stepped away for a second. You weren't here.
Didn't mean I still couldn't hear nothing.
Apparently, you heard everything.
You're coming too. Don't think you're getting out of that.
See, you couldn't even fucking put out a proper invitation.
The only one that can't come is you, Ryan, unless you fly up here for it.
Oh, I don't fly.
You multiply? Danny, you stole my joke on that one.
Okay. So here is the hat. Christian, you're going to enjoy this hat because you'll know exactly where this hat comes from and why it is a...
All right, just post it already, man.
It's posted.
Oh, that's sick. See. That is... that. Yeah, that's old school, man.
Oh, yeah.
That's old school, man.
They took the old school Yankee red hat from the fucking skid era and made it into a Somerset Patriots hat.
Yes, they did.
And it's fitted.
Give me something to break.
I just was listening to that song today, man. I love that fucking song.
The fact that they went back to the old school red where, by the way, good luck ever finding a red fitted Yankee cap.
Yeah.
They're near impossible to find.
Yeah, they are.
Yes, they are.
This is my reaction to that. Damn it, send. There we go.
What is it, Booker T?
No.
That's your person. You don't know you.
Hello, friend. Jim Nance.
Hello, friend.
You, Jim.
Hey.
That's his purse. He don't know you.
That's my purse. I don't know you.
And then just randomly kick somebody in the
neck. That's my purse. I don't know you.
Wow.
Ha! Gay! Oh, Christ. Sorry, folks. We're totally... there. You could tell
there's
not
no
a lot
news.
Of news.
There is no news. Literally. The only big news that just broke is Jim Harbaugh is now the Raiders coach.
You mean the Chargers?
Chargers. Whatever. Raiders would have been...
oh, why?
No, actually, you know what? Antonio Pierce being a Raiders coach is perfect.
Yeah, you know.
Wasn't that the guy that was the interim coach, though? They made him full-time coach?
Yep, yeah, made him full-time.
Well, that's about time, because that guy was a motherfucker. He was a good guy.
Yeah.
Great player.
So yeah, that's
I remember the day I met Strahan. I had asked him about Antonio Pierce, and he was like, look, if he doesn't get this job, I'm going to be pissed off, because – Mike said on football teams, there's that one guy you just never want to piss off. And he said in all the years that he played with, he or any of his other teammates never wanted to piss off Antonio Pierce, right? And, I mean, he just spoke so highly of him. So I was happy for him to get that job. As far as Jim Harbaugh, I mean, I think the writing was on the wall. You knew he was going to up and leave. I think Justin Herbert is going to benefit from Jim Harbaugh tremendously, because now he's going to have a former quarterback in his ear. Like, yeah. Brandon Staley made such a mess, and now Jim's going to be there to clean it up. But you know, I think the one thing that goes unnoticed about Jim Harbaugh, this guy's a winner. Remember when he took the job at Stanford, and what he did that one year with Andrew Luck. Right. No, they won 11 yeah. games. They get to the Orange Bowl. Right after that, what's he do? He takes the 49ers job. And every year that he was with the 49ers, they were in the NFC Championship game. He even got them to a Super Bowl, right?
Yes,
then
he did.
Takes the job at Ann Arbor, wins 86 games. He goes 86-25 there. The last few years have been the best because he finally beat Ohio State two of those 3 years. He wins three Big Ten championship games. What's the knock on him after beating Ohio State? Okay. He finally beat Ohio State, got that big quality win. Now can he win a bowl game? And what's he do? He wins the Rose Bowl and helps send Nick Saban into retirement. Leaves winning a national championship. You know, I think he's going to be great for the Chargers. And you guys want to know something interesting? The Chargers and the Ravens play each other this upcoming season.
Oh, that's going to be an interesting matchup.
So, yeah, but as far as Michigan, I see they're already talking about, you know, outsourced candidates for the job. Give that job to Sherrod Moore.
I agree with that. That you definitely need to.
All right, Christian, I got one. When you're done, I got a question for you.
And then
you're
bring in, and then you bring in Bill O'Brien to be the offensive coordinator.
Yeah. All right, John, what's the question?
All right. We've all read the thing that Zach is probably on his way out. Where did the three who are the three teams you could see him going to, and what could we expect in return for him? Where do you think he where's the three potential landing spots, I should say? And Ryan, I want to get your opinion on that too.
Kansas City.
As a backup, yeah.
As a backup, yeah. Kansas City.
Philly.
Philly, I think, is one. New England. He knows the division.
Indy.
That's another possibility. Cleveland.
Oh, no, I got one. I got one that we're not even thinking of. Seattle.
Yeah, I could see that, too.
What about you, Ryan? Any thoughts of where he might land? Ryan, where'd you go?
Yeah.
Where do you think Zach's gonna end up next year?
Christian got kicked.
Yeah, I know.
Damn, Skype just said fuck me, huh?
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, no,
you
no
just
idea.
Let it happen.
I didn't see it until just now. Go ahead, Ryan. I'm sorry.
No idea, man. I'm just gonna step back and let it play out and see what happens.
All right. With that being said, what do you think the return is for him? Are you going to get NFL quality players, or are we going to get draft picks? Which is, do you think you're going to?
I think they're just going to release them.
No, they're going to trade them. They're going to look to trade them.
Probably get picks for him.
Six. You're going to get a six-round draft pick for him.
You don't think you're going to get any NFL quality players back for him now?
No, he's not good enough to be. He it just right now it's just get rid of him so you can rebuild. As much as get rid of him so you can build something around Aaron Rodgers.
I have a feeling the Jets are going to make another splash move.
I think they're going to get a receiver from Vegas.
I think so too.
Who's that? Who do you think they're going to get from?
Devontae
Adams.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I hope somebody does that. Doesn't hear that, you might. Or you're talking about his beloved Raiders.
Oh, too bad.
But I need to see the Jets. They need to fix up that offensive line.
Well, they should be getting Joe Alt.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I looked at pending free agent. Man, they're losing a lot of fucking players.
They got plenty of cap room to re-sign them all.
The only one I want to see, and it's like the Pete Alonso argument. The only guy I want to see the Jets retain for a long period of time is fucking Sauce, man. They cannot let him walk.
Sauce has got three more years on his rookie deal.
But still, that's a guy that you got to sign long term. You cannot let him walk away because
you can't, because the Jets, they already signed one staple of their defense. Quinnen Williams. Quinnen Williams is their best defensive player.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, Sauce, am I wrong with in regard to Sauce? You can't let him walk.
No, you can't.
I mean, there are certain players that you can be like, oh, if we lose him, that's not going to – that would be devastating if we lost him. That's a God's honest truth.
Mm-hmm. But right now it doesn't matter. Sauce has got 3 more years left on his deal. They don't need to worry about him right now.
We just gotta pray he stays healthy, that's all.
Not because
when he's injured, those few times that he didn't play this year, it showed.
But it's not something to worry about right this second. He's not the top priority. Getting that offensive line to work around Aaron Rodgers.
Well, here's the question. When they put the franchise tag on somebody, would you put the franchise tag on him? On Sauce?
It wouldn't be worth it because it's the top 10 contracts in the it's the average. So, I mean, averaging right now, I think you're averaging 30-something or $20 million a year. Wouldn't be worth it. And again, like I said, we have 3 years. They're not going to let him go hit free agency.
Well, we from your lips to the Jets ownership's ears.
They never let Revis hit free agency until Revis couldn't go anymore. Revis wanted too much money. That's why they let him get free agency. They never let him hit free agency because of money. Revis got too big for himself and then went to fucking New England.
And then we brought him back.
To retire. Yeah, but look, New England got the best of him because... Yeah, they got the title. New England, not only that, New England bought out prime Revis. Like, I'm talking the 2009 version because... New England didn't really have that shutdown corner after Ty Law, if we're being real. And that's what Darrelle Revis provided to those 14 Patriots. I mean, he was a veteran, and that's probably the closest we'll ever see to vintage Darrelle Revis again. What hurt Darrelle Revis in the end was he unfortunately didn't transition to another position. Why do you think Charles Woodson was able to play at such a later age because he made that transition to safety? I mean, he won a defensive player of the year at 33 years old, my age, playing safety.
There was another guy that Jets let walk away who had a decent career approach, Jess, and that was Santana Moss.
That is a completely different issue because you had a receiving core that would have been overpaid like nobody's business. Because who are you going to pay? Santana Moss, Lavernius Coles, and then you factor in Wade Corbett in there, who was your third slot receiver. They would have been, and then you had Curtis Martin in the backfield at that era. You were paying, you would have gone over budget for anybody at that point. So you needed to let people go. Did it suck to let Santana Moss go to Washington?
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's my point, because he went and he had a great career with Washington.
Nothing about them not wanting to re-sign them that has everything to do with their prices were too high. Lavernius Coles was the better player than Santana Moss. But the only thing about Lavernius Coles that was different than Santana Moss was Santana Moss was the guy that took the head off of every defense, and Lavernius Coles was the guy that cut across the middle of the defense.
And the guy who left his body on the field was always Corbett. Literally.
Yes, but we don't have to go into that. Like I'm saying, it's this. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, Ryan understands this. Ryan's seen it with when, like, Antonio Brown and Plexico Burress was on the team. Like, it's the same concept. They got too big to be there. They had to let one go so the other one can get paid.
And then Antonio Brown went.
And then Antonio Brown decided to get crazy, like he decided to listen to Kanye West.
Yeah, pretty much.
Plaxico Burress, didn't he, like, shoot himself in the foot?
Yep. He shot himself right almost in his dick.
He cheddar bobbed himself.
Yep, cheddar bobbed himself and almost.
He almost became Laverne Cole.
Oh, God. My point exactly. Thank you. All right. So, okay.
What else we got?
Scary sight happened the couple days ago with Caitlin Clark. Christian, have you seen this?
Yeah, I saw it.
Brian, I showed you this, right?
I have no idea what you're
John,
even talking about.
John, I know you don't, but I'm just like so Iowa star, women's college basketball star, Caitlin Clark.
I've heard the name. I just didn't see
pretty
what happened.
Pretty much the best. One of the best women college basketball players out there. People can fight me on that. I'm sorry. She is. When you average 50% from the fucking field for your career.
So what happened to her?
So they lost to Ohio State on Saturday.
Okay.
Fans, all 8,000 of them, stormed the court. And if you understand women's basketball, you know why that's funny. They didn't let Iowa get off the court.
Six whole people out there. Normally.
Exactly. You know, making a mosh pit in the middle of the O, because they're overrated. A woman, big woman, not fat, but like stocky, put her cell phone out, taking a selfie of her storming the court into Caitlin Clark.
Oh.
Caitlin was not injured, thank God. But it's the fact that there is no remorse. They ran into her. And as much as people want to say, oh, well, that happens, shit like that happens, it's not a big thing. It is. Because if Caitlin Clark gets hurt, and Christian, Ryan, tell me if I'm out of line. If Caitlin Clark gets hurt, no one's watching women's college basketball.
Not anymore, no.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even watch college basketball, and I know that name is huge.
She's 200 points away from, or not even, less than 200 points away from being the all-time women's scoring champion. She has 3,351 points. And she still has about a month and a half left, as well as the NCAA tournament.
If women could play in the NBA, would she be a star in the NBA?
No, different game. Would she be a bench player? Maybe, because she's that good of a spot shooter. But the grind, she would not be. So, oh, what was the pro that came out and said this? Ben Wallace. I think it was. I could be wrong, but an NBA star came out and said a woman could not play in the NBA, but if she did, she would have to go through men's college basketball and spend 4 years on an NBA team before she would even play to get used to the physicality.
Interesting.
Okay.
Because it is a different game when it comes to the men to the women. He said it is possible for a woman to play in the NBA, but it is a completely different style of game that a woman, as they would be learning from one end, would not be able to pick up right away in this. Now, could Caitlin...
Sorry, I just got booted.
Okay. Now, can Caitlin Clark sit there and if she's like a corner three shooter? Yes, she could, because she's one
could
of the
she
best...
Be that sick? Could she be that, where I keep hearing that thing, could she be that sixth man?
No. She could be a spot shooter that you can use towards the end of the game that they set a play for her and she gets a shot off. She could be that, but she could not be coming consistently playing on the bench because when it comes to defense, okay, you put her at point guard, even guys like CP3 could body her.
Yeah, okay.
I'm saying, with speed, you think his speed would not he would not outdrive her?
Well, he's not fast anymore, Ronnie.
Okay, then Kyrie Irving.
Yeah, okay. He doesn't play defense.
Put her against Zion Williams.
That ass
is stuck at the Bay line.
But okay, even then, look at Brandon Ingram.
Okay.
She would never be able to play defense against Brandon Ingram. Okay. Even his old age, if LeBron played point, or LeBron played shooting guard, she ain't taking on LeBron.
Well, LeBron's not a good on-ball defender.
But you're understanding my point.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I'm just trying to get at. I'm just trying to use, like, okay, the best thing you can describe, most comparison of their shooting, is she's the WNBA's, when she gets to the WNBA, she's the WNBA Steph Curry.
Yeah, I can see that. Shoot or shoot, baby.
Yeah. She can shoot shit from the logo, like the men.
But
the problem is, though, is she is the golden goose right now of the of women's basketball.
Right.
The fact that stadiums are selling out they did a thing where they showed average women's game and a game when Iowa is playing in their stadium. Attendance rises by 2,000 people to watch her.
Mm-hmm.
Girls are going to the games to see her.
Yeah.
It is getting more eyes. It is getting more traction. The WNBA has gotten a lot to the point where people are bitching, saying they need to expand it. You put Caitlin Clark in there, you can have the rights to expand the WNBA.
Right.
Which, in reality, what they should do is, here's balls, Christian. Give every NBA team a WNBA team.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. I've actually heard people talk about that and bring that up.
The only one that wouldn't have an NBA team and a WNBA team would be Vegas. Yeah.
Right. Which I'm surprised. I'm shocked.
Oh, and Seattle. And Seattle.
Yeah.
Which is a travesty, motherfuckers.
Very funny.
Yeah, very funny, motherfuckers.
Yeah, where's that sound bite?
We're good with that. But, like, also, too. Sorry, here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. She has 10 games left, plus the Big Ten tournament, plus the NCAA tournament. She's going to get – she only needs 200 points. She's averaging 35 a game.
That's crazy.
No, what's crazier is she's shooting, like, 45% from the field.
Yeah.
Is she the Michael Jordan of college of ladies of –
No. Yeah. I still think that, like Tarazi is still one of the best when it comes to that.
Yeah.
And by the way, people, kiss my ass that I know WNBA and women's college basketball. I'm a student of the fucking game of basketball. Kiss my ass.
No, he's not. He don't know shit.
It's all about the game.
It's not my fault. It's not my fault I want the fucking Brooklyn Nets to leave Brooklyn so I can come back to Jersey.
Why would you want that?
Because, God forbid, the last thing Brooklyn needs is a reason to fucking lose even more than they did this year.
Nah, just keep them where they are.
The Knicks sold out the Barclay and started shitting, drowned out every Knicks fan last night, or Net fan last night, with MVP for Julius Randle.
That's funny.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, nah, that's hilarious.
Like, I'm sorry, but I was getting sick and tired. Listen, the Nets, everyone's like saying, oh, the Nets are good, the Nets this, the Nets that. Every Nets fan that was from the Jersey Nets era feels scorned still to the fact that they left New Jersey to go to Brooklyn because Jay-Z wanted to move them.
No, Jay slander.
He did. He wanted to move him, but he got rid. He's not on the board anymore.
I said what I said. No, Jay.
But I'm saying, well, as an artist, he's great. As a businessman, I can argue different.
He's not a businessman. He's a business man.
Yeah, right. It's like Puff Daddy.
Don't mention him.
P. Diddy.
Hey. You have to walk 50 miles across the Brooklyn Bridge to go to Junior's Cheesecake Factory.
And then when you bring it back, I don't know.
Hey, I actually got some news about that.
Oh?
Something that I've been following for a minute. So you guys follow the Keith D. trial?
Yes, I know. Yeah, I know what you're going with this.
I don't.
So apparently the dude that they've currently indicted for the murder of Tupac Shakur has turned over audio evidence of this is what has been reported, so I don't have to say allegedly, but apparently they have entered into evidence, audio evidence of Diddy offering a million dollar bounty on Pac.
Really? Yikes.
Yeah.
That not good.
No, but, Christian, thank you. What was that MTV show called?
What, Making the Band?
Thank you, it was Making the Band. Oh, that's so stupid. Yeah, I need you to walk 50 miles to Junior's Cheesecake Factory and come back.
Kiss my ass.
And now I don't want it.
Right.
Oh, I love it.
If it's true, he's kind of fucked.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of Raiders news, by the way, we do have some Raiders news.
Yes.
The Raiders have interviewed Kingsbury for the offensive coordinator role.
Dave. I'm here. There he is. I'm here, brother.
Hold on. Dave, congratulations, you're here. But the Raiders aren't fucking doing anything in the playoffs this year.
I knew you were going to go there. And for situations like this, I have another name.
Oh, what's that?
Raven Dave!
Jesus Christ.
So you run away and crumble ever after 150 passing yards?
Go fuck yourself.
I've heard better from worse.
That's almost like that movie Basketball. Your sister's going out with Squeak.
Hey, John.
What?
Can I ask you a question about your cousin?
Don't go there. Don't go there.
I want to buy him a gift. Okay.
Go ahead.
I want to mend the bridge. I want to get him a gift. Does he like doo-wop?
Is he what?
Does he like doo-wop?
I don't know.
So you don't know if he likes the music of doo-wop?
What the hell am I supposed to know?
He's your cousin.
Yeah, well, that don't mean I know everything about him.
I'm sure you spent time with him in a car. Sure, he has to pull up the radio at some point in your life.
So, Dave, just make sure you buy a bunch of doo-wop.
Tons of doo-wop. Doo-wop-wop.
Mbop, is that what you were singing? Mbop? Okay, I'll make sure he puts plenty of Hanson in there just for you.
You know what? I'm just going to say this, okay? It's a good attempt. But for that song being as old as it is, it should not slap as hard as it does.
The Young Bucks say otherwise for their ring entrance music.
yes, the Raiders are making moves, and it's going to be a great season for Raider Day.
Ice cream.
When the fuck did we get ice cream?
Exactly. Did somebody say ice cream?
Oh, Lord.
Dear God, heaven.
Oh, listen.
That's
time
my cue.
Oh, no, Christian. You better come back here so you can talk to Ray to Dave. Oh, really? The last time I touched you was when you ended up going to the silver screen and saw the movie The Four Corners.
Sam, I do not want to go with you to Jizzletown.
Jizzletown? Yeah, that's what.
Yeah, you know, it's what they call the valley. You know, up in the hills, you got Tinseltown. Down in the valley, you've got Jinseltown because you're a whore.
Golly, it's whatever pays the bills.
Jesus Christ, John, can you explain this to this dumb bitch?
I'm out of this conversation.
No, you're not. You're right here with me, buddy.
The mute button says different.
I'm sorry, but the last time I checked, when I brought you to the Four Corners, you weren't complaining when you were fucking me in Utah.
Because it was Utah, okay? You're lucky to get anything above a fucking over-the-pants handy in Utah. I know.
It wasn't your... But my mother ended up being over there. She was fucking four dudes in each corner, was getting something different.
It was terrible. It was a straight-up DVDA scene.
What? The last time I checked, she was given to Handy in Utah, Handy in New Mexico, blowing a dude in Colorado, and getting banged in Arizona. It was a four-bagger in the corners of the world.
Jesus Christ. Can anybody help me here? Hello? You guys seriously left me alone with this fucking dumb drunk whore?
Hey, I'm not drunk. I just play one on television.
You're not on television.
Okay, the small screen.
Yeah. I'm scared.
Oof, yeah.
Where's the devil when we need him?
Listen, darling. The devil ain't got shit on me.
Oh, dear Lord in heaven.
Donna, you didn't hear to talk to Ritter Dave. Why the fuck did you do this? Darling, what? Just because your name is effing Ronnie doesn't mean I can't fucking jump in once or twice. Yeah, just because I'm effing Ronnie does mean you can't jump in once or twice. The last time I checked, you were still in a cage. How'd you get out?
Yeah, how the fuck did you get out of your cage?
Well, darling, I do have a lockpick somewhere. I don't need to know.
No.
We don't
know.
Is that why it smells like tuna fish? Just, darling, just because it smells like tuna fish doesn't mean it's chicken of the sea.
It doesn't smell like tuna fish. It smells like a tuna fish that has been floated and exploded for a week.
Devil, save us.
Darling, the devil can never save you. It just can make things worse. Because he doesn't want to deal with me. Just because Ray.
Thank you.
Well, hello there, devil.
You called me, John.
Well, hello, Satan. How you doing?
I called you to clear this room out, please.
Listen, the last time I checked, he couldn't do anything for myself because he tried to do an exorcism on me, and even that couldn't get the bats out of the caves.
I do reverse exorcisms, okay? My demons drive the priest out of young boys.
Wait, hold on. You do a reverse exorcism? Does that mean you put the demons in people?
No, it means my demons force the priest out of young boys.
Threaten her with the mini bar. Maybe that'll make her leave.
Are you paying for the mini bar, John?
Listen,
not when she's in her room.
I've already been in the minibar, you fucknut.
If you're not paying for the minibar, shut the fuck up.
Oh, I heard free bar. Free bar tab. What? Put it on my... Help me out here.
No, I did not say free bar.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, free bar.
Be happy now, John.
I just want all this to be over. Let's make our picks and be done with it.
Nothing is ever over. Hey.
I just want you to know, John.
Hold on. I'll take care of
this.
Shut your mouth. Shut your pie hole. Shut your pie hole before I put you on the corners that you grew up on.
Christian's on mute because he's afraid. He doesn't want to deal with this.
Listen. The greatest thing ever for Juana is putting her on the corner where she belongs. Maybe the four corner, because God forbid that she can work four different states and end up in four different tax brackets, but...
Oh, God.
The corner, nonetheless.
Who's this, National Lampoon's Vacation?
I mean, it is a winding road. Making great time there, boys.
No, the reboot where they were screwing around on the four corners.
You can blame the fucking devil for that shitty remake.
All respect to Christina Applegate for what she's going through, though.
All right, Juana, why are you here? Live in the minibar. And where the fuck did you get a Boston accent? I want to know one thing. Where the fuck did you get a Boston accent? Why? I can't fucking have a Boston accent in a harbor yard. Go drink the fucking water that has tea in it, bitch. Just leave. I'm going to give you a steak if you... All right, okay. Why is everything in four different ways? Oh, God, it's the devil himself. Hi, devil. Where's the dog?
Somebody call this driver.
That's okay, I'll drive.
Yeah, please do. As fast as you can.
I'll pretend I'm in Daytona. Hey,
Duana. I have a mission for you. I want you to kill that man. Everything.
Juana, get out of here. Go on Daytona 500 and then I'm like Dale Earnhardt, please.
Hey.
Listen. I want her to have a bunch of drinks and then just drive around till something happens as fast as she can.
I got a better way to fuck with her. Put her on a patch of ice and spin the car around and start screaming.
I don't.
We can send her another state where there's a buffet table.
I'm out of here.
I'm already going to Vegas. What's that supposed to mean, Jan?
No, I'm not going to continue that joke, though.
Later day.
I would continue that joke.
Are you fucking snoring on air? Get the fuck out of here. Yeah, here. Bye, bitch. Get the fuck in your cage. Sleep it off. All right, she's gone. Fucking Juana Snatch is sleeping.
That was absolutely terrifying. Why would you do that to us?
Why?
Subject us to that whore.
I mean, apparently she made a porno that had her getting banged by four dudes, one on each corner of the four states.
I sent it to your inbox.
Why do you have it?
Christian, please come back and save us.
I came in on the wrong part of that combo. Right.
Why was Dave there? Because I was the motherfucking cameraman.
Okay, so you were the Ryback, allegedly the Ryback to the Page and Brad Maddox situation?
Absolutely. Feed that whore.
Okay, I got to take a break on that one.
Oh, did you know Black Rice Matters?
Holy
shit. Oh, man.
Oh, oh, fuck. Yes, that got me. Oh.
I don't know how I can follow up that one.
You can't.
Yeah, really.
There's no way to follow that one.
Oh man, he gave Meat Hook a whole new Meat Hook had a whole new meaning.
Feed him whore.
Feed that whore. That's a T-shirt.
Brian, get on that.
Brian, just a Meat Hook. Just a Meat Hook.
Just that whore.
Just that whore. Oh, God, I haven't laughed that hard in a while. Holy shit, that was great.
Last time I heard you laugh that hard is when somebody brought up the Spice Channel.
Yeah, Chris did that on air. Yes, Chris did that on air.
Quit listening when things get off breathy like the Spice Channel.
That you want.
But he went on Spice Channel and, like, Spice Channel? What decade is this? What decade are you in?
It's like Britney Spears going top.
On Instagram, constantly.
Well, and on, what's it called? And on, the
Toxic.
Four Seasons. Oh, no, and the Four Seasons, because she just got banned from the hotel.
Oh, really?
Yeah, for being topless by the pool.
Dummy! Dummy! Yeah! Yeah!
Yep.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
At least she didn't shave her head this time.
It was a mental breakdown.
A lot of mental breakdowns. Communication breakdown.
Oops, she did it again. Okay, what else we got?
Oh, I think we can move on to our picks.
Let's make our picks.
I mean, there's only two picks this week because it's the last three more games until the football season is over.
Over.
Oh, shit. Excuse me. Still trying to fucking. I still want to know why Raider Dave has a video of that.
He already explained it. He was a cameraman. Do I need to bring him back?
No.
No.
No. I just want to know how he got the gig.
You'll have to ask Jawan. Sleeps it off.
All right. So we are down to the final three games. And, John, you are, I believe, two back of in last place. You are, I'm ahead of you by two games. You're in last by two games with three to go.
I knew
that
I was going to.
With that being said, you're picking first.
I'm picking first.
You're picking first because you have to figure out which way you're going. Because I already have my picks. They're already locked in.
Let me put it this way. I've been a born loser my whole life, so what else is new?
just take the damn picks. First game on the list, the Chiefs versus the Ravens. Baltimore
Chiefs.
Is a 3.5-point favorite.
Fuck it, pick the Chiefs. Why not?
Okay. Christian,
mm-hmm.
Previewing it, what do you got?
Well... You saw championship pedigree on display by Kansas City on Sunday against Buffalo. Say what you want. Patrick Mahomes has never played on the road in a playoff game. Now he has. And you saw the same kid that you've seen in every game, just buckled in, locked in, and just ready to play. That's the best I've seen the Chiefs look. Oh, yeah, because they did such a great job of neutralizing Josh Allen's run and his mobility and keeping him in the pocket. And they did a great job of just playing with a lot of balance on offense. And that's what's going to carry them because they know they're not the prolific passing attack that we've seen, but that passing attack has really come on. Rashee Rice, he's been coming on. Travis Kelce is doing what Travis Kelce does. But Isaiah Pacheco has really been the bell cow of this entire offense. Baltimore, excuse me, they've been dominant. What makes their defense so great is they throw everything at you when the ball is snapped. So there's not really one guy that you have to zoom in on. They throw a plethora of guys or multiple guys at you in order for you to suffer. And against Houston on Saturday, they had a spy on Lamar Jackson, and then D'Amico Ryans just decided to blitz him. Why? I don't know. But, hey, it is what it is, and that's why they're home watching the games with us. Now, Nick Bolton is going to be key for the Kansas City Chiefs, because he's going to be that spy in the middle. And all I know is if I'm a Chiefs defender, the message is simple. Lamar Jackson is throwing this ball from the pocket. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. He's throwing this ball until his arm comes out the socket. Kansas City has to start fast and take that crowd out the game, because that stadium is really going to be rocking. And for obvious reasons, this is their first time hosting an AFC championship as the Baltimore Ravens. So, you know, like, some former players are going to be there, and a trip to the Super Bowl is on the line.
Ray and Ed Reed are definitely going to be there.
Oh, absolutely. Terrell Suggs, Peter Boulware, because I know Peter was there last week. The key for Baltimore, it's two keys, actually. One, I'm playing a single high look on Travis Kelce. Anytime he runs his route, I'm doubling him. So you're daring Mahomes to beat you with another weapon. But also, if you're Baltimore, you can't blitz Patrick Mahomes, because Buffalo did that, and they paid significantly for that, which is the reason why they're home watching the games with us too, right?
Yep.
I preview this one tomorrow. Be on the lookout for it.
Okay. Ryan.
Shit, we got any weather reports for the game?
None that I know of.
I don't know.
I know there's possible rain Sunday. It's not going to be cold. I know that.
Oh, give me Kansas City.
Here, I'll actually pull up real quick. So, what is it? Sunday. It looks like 10-day forecast. Sunday, 48 and clear. Rain. Here we go. Periods of rain, 48 during the day, 10 to 15 mile an hour winds, 90% chance of rain, but only an inch to a half an inch to an inch. At night, it's supposed to be 39 degrees, 10 to 15% wind with 70% chance of rain, but not like it's going to be light, so it's not going to be heavy.
It's going to be like a misty like type of thing.
Yeah.
Natural turf or AstroTurf?
Baltimore is natural. It's Astro. Well, it's the fucking generic. It's the fucking generic turf.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah. They don't have.
Well, I mean, honestly, these are factors that we need to bring.
Right.
Because, like, you know, yeah, the safe bet might be Kansas City because they've been on a tear, and yeah, now we've seen Patrick Mahomes on the road in the postseason.
Yeah, and, you know, to Ryan's point, Kansas City's been here. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is pretty much the same team that was here last year. Like, these guys on Baltimore, they've never been here.
Yeah.
So that's one thing to also factor into consideration.
I'm taking the Chiefs also. Like, the Chiefs, in my opinion, are going to be...
I think it's going to be a close game, but I think the Chiefs are going to... I think I'm with you guys. I think the Chiefs are going to edge them out. But the conditions and whether or not Kansas City, you know, because, like, let's be honest, man. I mean, we've all been on artificial turf before. That shit gets a little wet. That shit gets a little slick.
Just a little bit, yeah.
More so than, like, natural grass would, because, I mean, by then you've got to have the fucking rain beating down on it, turning it up to make mud. So, I mean, it's these little factors that could, you know, things that, like, Baltimore might be used to, whereas Kansas City's not.
Yeah, I have Kansas City winning this. I think Pacheco will get his touch. I think he is the most likely. I would honestly think that Lamar is going to get a touchdown because they like to run it. He's going to get his, but he's not going to beat them. I think that's the key thing, is keep Lamar in check to where he has to beat you with his arm, but he doesn't beat you with his legs.
Yeah, and Spagnuolo's going to have a plan because we all know what he's known for. He loves rushing the passer. You saw it with the Giants, and you've seen it with the Kansas City Chiefs as well. He has guys that can get after the quarterback.
Right. All right, final game. And we'll have a little fun with the final segment. Christian, if you want to dip out, you can, but we're going to talk a little Royal Rumble.
Okay.
Afterwards. The Detroit Lions. San Fran is a 7-point favorite.
69, dude.
You're going to take the Niners? Christian? The preview of it, what do you got?
I couldn't be happier for the Detroit Lions. You know, this is a team that was 0-16 back in 2008. They've really come a long way, and it just goes to show you when you have a good GM and when you have a good head coach and when you guys believe, great things happen, right?
Yep.
This team plays with a lot of grit. You saw that these last two playoff games. They had to grind it out against the Los Angeles Rams. And I knew that game against Tampa Bay was going to be close. It just came down to, all right, let's go take it from them. And they did that. Jared Goff, I think he's the perfect fit for what they want to do as an offense in Detroit. You know, I think he could be their quarterback for the next 3 or 4 years because he's still relatively young, if I'm not mistaken. As far as the Lions, look, for them to have a shot in this game, and believe me, they have a shot in this game. They have to beat the 49ers at their own game. Because, Ronnie, what have I said all year on Monday Evening Quarterback and every other show, this show included, that I contribute for when it comes to beating the 49ers? You have to play their own game better than them and more consistently than them. Or, in other words, as I like to say, the bully don't like to get bullied.
No.
Right? The 49ers, listen, we can talk about Brock Purdy and the hate he commands, but I saw a guy that grew up the other day against the Green Bay Packers. You're without a key weapon in Deebo Samuel, and you still get the job done. Say what you want. Yeah, he does have all-pro talent around him, but he's in that system for a reason. Yeah, the 49ers have to tighten some things up because – yeah, they won the game, but I didn't like the way they won, if that makes sense.
Right.
They need to make Jared Goff beat them. So I could see San Fran sitting guys on that line of scrimmage, loading up that box, and putting the game in the hands of Jared Goff. I preview this one on Friday. Be on the lookout.
Ryan!
I'm going to go with Detroit.
So, you know what's interesting about this is going to be the fact that they just added Zach Ertz. They're going to add Zach Ertz to the roster. He is...
To the rooster?
So, he got in. He got paid for the practice squad, and they're bumping him up. They're elevating him to the main roster. So that's interesting because Laporta is not 100%. There's a part of me that wants Detroit to win this. I think this game is going to be close. I don't think this game is going to be 7.
No, it's going to be 3.
It's going to be 3. I would take Detroit with the points, take McCaffrey. I would take St. Brown, McCaffrey, and give me Detroit with the points, but Frisco's going to win this. Give me San Fran.
Yep. All right, guys. I'm out of here.
All right. And we will have our fun. Christian, I'll plug your shit when we get out of here.
All right. I'm going to bed.
All right, man.
Later, guys. Later, Christian.
All right, guys. Later.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Royal Rumble. And we're going to have some fun with the betting odds with the Royal Rumble.
All right.
Start with the men or start with the women?
Well, first of all, are we going to do that thing that Ryan does every year where we got to pick a number? And
yeah, we can do that.
Yep. It's only 10:15. We got plenty of time.
Oh, we can do. We can have a short show tonight. But, yeah, we can do that.
Yeah, we're going to have some fun with that.
Yep.
So what went first last year?
The Women's Rumble was first last year.
Yep.
So the Men's Rumble will be first this year.
I think they're going to close with the Rumble. That's usually where the big surprises are.
I don't know if there's going to be a huge surprise this year. There might be, but I think you're going to see some. I think you're going to see two or three surprises.
I definitely think we're going to see Andrade back at some point.
Well, I think, well, you know what? Let's do this first, and then we will come up with people that we think we're going to show up.
All right.
So, all right. Ryan, where you want? Oh, I'll write these down.
Let's go over the odds of the people that we know that are in it first.
So, all right. So, hold on. I'm just going to do something real quick. Men's, women's. Prizes.
Hey, give me 1 second, then I'll be right back.
Alright. So, alright. I put the numbers and then surprises that we think are going to happen. So, I'll just start going off on some little surprises that I've been hearing rumors about. I think everyone is thinking MJF is showing up tonight at the Rumble.
I've been hearing mixed things, but take what you want. You're getting this shit out of tuna Meltzer, so.
Oh, I mean, they kind of just wiped their hands clean, and it makes sense, because, I mean, what's the fucking point? Like, right now, what are you getting out of it?
Do I think he's showing up? It'd be an amazing pop if he did, but who's to say?
Who are we talking?
MJF.
My money's on him being a Rumble debut. I have been wrong on these things before. He did not re-sign with AEW. That news would have been broke already.
So, all right. So, odds right now for the men. So this is a offshore account. There's nothing in the United States where you can bet. Actually, yeah, there's nothing that you can bet. It's at Bet Online, which is an overseas. It's an overseas in the UK where you can bet on WWE.
Vegas on that one too.
Doesn't DraftKings have a thing with that?
They had not. Not where you can put money down on specific people for winning. You can bet, they can do like how many times, like almost like a fantasy league where, oh, you have 100, like who's going to hit the first finisher? Who's going to bleed? Who's going to do this? Is John Moxley going to bleed when the air blows on him? Yes.
we used to use that joke for Ric Flair.
Yeah, but, like, that was there, but, okay. So, I'm going to start with notable mentions. Stone Cold Steve Austin, 250-1.
No.
These are people that are, there. You can literally put bets on, but they're not part of this.
Right.
John Cena, 100-1.
Cena wouldn't surprise me.
He's got 3 years left until he's retired.
Cena would not surprise me.
Andrade, 100-1.
I definitely think he's coming back. I think he's because I've heard so many reports that he's already got a deal in place. They're just waiting for the right time to bring him back.
So I'm just going to joke around with this real quick. I think I just hit for $150, ridiculous eight-leg round same-game parlay.
Nice.
Yeah, that's a $5 bet. 142.56. Woohoo! Yeah, buddy. All right. Logan Paul, 80-1.
I don't see.
If he's losing the U.S. title, maybe. I think he's gonna pull. I think he's gonna pull a Ricochet where he fucking killed the show with last year.
He's gonna try, man. But he's got to. He's got to take his career into consideration. For longevity.
Yeah. By right. By the way, his new podcast just dropped with John Cena. Fucking really good.
Is it?
Yeah. Dude, his interviews with these interviews with the wrestlers that he does are fucking great.
Didn't he? He did one with Kevin Owens just recently,
dude,
didn't
he's
he?
He's done one with Hunter. He's done one with Cena. He's done one with Roman.
He did one with Edge.
Next?
What's he, the next Pat McAfee?
No, he's been doing this. Actually, the difference is he's actually, like, they actually talk about him coming to WWE and how well he's been doing.
Who,
Logan Paul.
Well, yeah, I mean.
They also talk about things other than wrestling, too.
Right.
But you know what, Logan? I'm surprised. He's really surprised me with how talented he is. Really,
serious. Like he actually learned how to work.
He's the next Miz, and that's not a knock.
He's actually surpassing the Miz, to be honest with you.
No, he doesn't have the talking ability like Mike does.
No, but in time he can.
Yeah.
Oh, he definitely can.
But
yeah.
He's not Mike. Like, The Miz was hated coming in. Like, the locker room respects Logan Paul. They did not respect The Miz.
Yeah.
Because that was like the Daniel Pewter, Bob Holly bullshit back in the day. All right, next, Kosciuszko Okada, 50-1.
Okada's contract is not up until the 31st.
He officially left. He officially got out of his contract, though.
But do you see Okada going to the E, or do you see him going to AEW?
Oh, he will not go to AEW. He has turned and said New Japan is a sinking ship. You ready for this? If he doesn't go to WWE, he's going to TNA.
You're not okay. He did have just wrestle a match on TNA this week.
But he's also one of the original TNA guys.
True.
People forget that. But Okada could still work New Japan. If he does, he's not going to go to AEW because, honest to God, I've seen an interview with him where he is just ripping New Japan apart, and it has everything to stand back. It has everything to go back to when he fought the kid from All Japan.
But didn't what's his name just take over there? Tanahashi, didn't he take over New Japan?
Tanahashi's not taking over. He's
the president.
Tanahashi fucking Shawn Michaels of that company. He's not going to be the president and wrestle. Anyway, all right. Now here we get to the spots of people who could actually win. Solo Sikoa, 30-1. Or 33-1.
For who?
Solo.
Okay.
Solo. The storyline, in my opinion, that's where you're getting. That's the main goal right there. That is the motherfucker that.
Not after what The Rock put on social media today.
No, but that, maybe not the Rumble, but there's your end game. Solo is your end game by, and I hate to say it, people, SummerSlam. Because what no one talks about is the shit they have started talking about Hulk Hogan.
For the Rumble?
Brother.
No, well, Hogan did post something about the Rumble, says you never know, brother.
Oh, come on, he can barely fucking walk.
Now, he's a geriatric fuck.
Oh, Trey Mancini signed with the Marlins.
Sal Mandini? Want to wrestle?
Wrestle.
but no, I think you're going to get the last. He's going to lose his title at SummerSlam to Solo. And that's where, because everyone's like, oh, Cody needs to be the one that beats Roman. Why? What does that do? I'm sorry. This right now is as big as the streak. Roman's title run is as big as the Undertaker streak.
Yeah.
It's true. You're right.
So to build a new star, and Solo is at that level where he just needs that little extra bump. Well, what if he decides to try to take over head of the table? He's also younger than everybody else. You can strap the rocket to him and make him your next star.
Absolutely.
And you put Paul Heyman with him as your talker? I smell money.
You're not wrong.
No, but what do I know? I'm just a fan, right? Yeah, I went back there.
How'd you get into wrestling?
Wait, buffet? Next on the list is also 33-1.
You motherfucker.
Bork Laser. What's a Nubian?
Bork Laser, huh?
Bork Laser.
Old.
Bork, 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 Bork. Brock Lesnar.
Fuck Brock Lesnar at this point.
From everything I've seen, Brock's heading back to UFC, so I doubt he'll be in the Rumble.
Yeah. Number, the next one, 25-1. MJF.
What?
Maxwell Jacob.
Friedman. He's not going to use the other one, the other name, because that's a...
You're RFing kidding me.
I'm, what's his name? I'm Chris Hansen.
Please take a seat. Run!
No, Ryan, did you know there's actually video of him doing that?
Yeah, I know. I've seen it.
Emotional damage!
And yet he is still... Some loud masturbating coming
sounds
from
like, sounds like the prison. Sounds like the prison showers.
This is loud masturbating, sir. You get a reward for that.
Oh, really? You get a reward for that, huh?
You can get carpal. You can go get carpal tunnel. You go that hard.
No, MJF, 25-1.
Do you guys think he should?
Yes, I do. I think you have a chance now because the leak that's been coming out, the only surprise is fucking X-Pac.
It's about fucking Pac.
I think the fact that you can get MJF and Okada in there.
Well,
and possibly, bro, okay. If you got Okada and MJF, and you drop The Rock into the middle of that?
There's
that
a guy
is going to lose their shit. Sorry, John.
No, but there's a guy that recently left AEW that I would not be upset if he showed up, and that's I'll give you 10 reasons why.
Oh, he's gonna be number 10. It's a Rumble bit.
Yeah, it's Ty Dillinger.
Yeah, the chairman of the board.
Yeah, because he's officially
not LaParca, right? Not right, not LaParca.
No, I think I have a feeling. I think Spears is going to come back.
Stan.
I just
stand.
Stand.
Yeah, exactly. That was
I just kick stand.
But goddamn it, the three faces of Ty Dillinger, Stan, Ty Dillinger, and Sean Spears. Kevin Owens, 25-1.
I think Owens is winning the U.S. title. I don't think he's gonna do double on that. I think he's winning the U.S. belt, though.
All right, Jey Uso. Yeet.
You know, somebody put it, it's like, what do you call the people online, the neckbeards? Is that what you call them? Why is it that every time I see SmackDown or Raw, they're like, why is Jey Uso wearing red and the other one's wearing blue when they're on opposite shows? Or whatever.
Because they're not done being a tag team. They want to face each other at WrestleMania. There's a WrestleMania match.
Oh, and Ryan, not to cut you off, but I saw that promo you did today, the video. Very cool. Very cool promo.
Thank you.
Next, 18-1, Sami Zayn.
I think he's coming back, but I don't think he's going to win the thing. I definitely think he'll be back.
10-1. I'm sorry, John.
No, because I definitely think I think he had some family stuff he had to deal with, so.
10-1, Drew McIntyre.
I think Drew's leaving after his contract's up.
Probably. Next one, 9-1, The Rock.
I don't know about that. I know, though. I mean,
The Rock's going to be in this, especially after, like Brian said, what they dropped on.
Yeah, he's on the board of directors, yeah, so.
No, he said he sits at the head of the table, acknowledge me.
Oh, yeah, that from SmackDown a couple of weeks ago, yeah.
No, he said it again, like he put a tweet out with that.
Well, I didn't see the tweet. I don't pay attention to Twitter all that much.
2.5-1, Cody Rhodes.
I think Cody's going to double it because they've been mentioning, oh, Steve Austin won it back-to-back, and I definitely think it's probably going to be Cody who's going to win this thing.
Cody's starting from one, right?
I don't know where he started. They didn't announce numbers yet.
I thought Cody said he was going pillar to post.
I don't think he answered. I don't know. I'm surprised. You know who I'm surprised they haven't put any odds on? And what about Gunther?
I'm getting to him.
Ah.
Because he is an odds-on favorite with CM Punk at plus 150. So him and CM Punk are the favorites. Gee. Sounds like CM Punk's going to win.
Well, the only reason I think Punk wants to win is because he wants that main event WrestleMania spot that he never got 10 years ago.
Yeah, and I mean, him and Rollins at least have money behind it. And
well, who's to say what Rollins? We don't know what –
Oh, he's already said he'll be healthy in a month.
Yeah, but then
– listen. If it was that big of a deal for the injury, and Ryan, you can back me up on this, they would have had Priest cash in the other night.
Yeah.
Or they might have had they might have made the announcement that the World Heavyweight title is going to go to the winner.
You have Damian Priest that has singular money in the bank.
And then you have him cash in on the winner.
Just have him cash in on Seth.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
And then you have Seth go away. Like, very simple. All right, Ryan, you want to make your pick number?
The number?
We gonna pick numbers, or do you want to go random generator?
Do random generator.
We'll pick our numbers. There's only 30 numbers, isn't it? Between fucking 1 and 30.
Right.
Give me number 8.
Give me. I'm not gonna do 10 because I think 10 is literally gonna be Ty Dillinger.
I mean, yeah, you would think that, yeah.
You know what? I'm going to have fun with this. I'm going to do random number generator.
But as long as it's not the number that me and Ryan have already picked, obviously.
No, obviously. All right, I got the most I got is 15, so I'm going to go 15.
Okay.
All right, next, women. The Women Rumble. notable mentions or notable 250-1 Nikki Bella and Brie Bella. Never going to happen because they completely scrubbed them both off of commentary.
They've both been they've been Bob Hollied.
Yeah. Roxy 50-1.
Okay.
And Ronda 50-1. That ain't happening.
You know who I could see showing up in the Ladies Rumble? Blair Davenport.
I'll give you my thoughts on who's definitely going to show up in this.
I have somebody I'd like to see win, just because I'm a big fan of theirs.
Hey, right.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. You want Sasha Banks to come back?
Fuck you. No, I want Bayley to win this.
She's the favorite. Would it be cool to see Jade Cargill?
I still think they're going to keep her off TV until they can get her properly trained.
She has been properly trained. Yeah.
I mean, would it surprise me? No.
There's one woman that I wish was still healthy enough, because it would be a great surprise to get her back here to go up against Nia Jax.
Who's that?
Karma.
Oh, yeah, she's totally done.
She's not totally done. She's done some TNA spots lately, but it's a rumble, too. Shit, dude. You had Piper and Jimmy Snuka show up for a fucking rumble.
Oh, that was just, you know, as fun as that was just, that just wasn't pretty.
But it doesn't matter, though. It's a rumble. It's supposed to be fun. These are supposed to be fun. And let's face it, the one surprise that's going to come back that I don't know if she's going to win, but at 25-1 is Naomi.
Well, she is done with TNA, though.
Naomi's going to, her contract's up with TNA, so she's going to be in WWE probably.
Could we see Mickie James show up?
No. No, Mickie's actually on the fucking board of TNA now.
Well, that don't mean nothing. She was in the Rumble a couple years ago with the TNA Knockouts title.
She wasn't on the board.
That don't mean nothing.
Means everything.
Really does.
That means everything. She's not an in-ring competitor with anybody anymore. She's a businesswoman behind the scenes. Which, by the way, TNA is going after a big TV signing. Fuck yeah! Get USA, bitch!
Oh, why not Raw? Raw's going to fucking Netflix.
Which, I don't want to get into that, because that's a royal bunch of bullshit.
Yeah, well, I'm not getting Netflix back just for that.
No, 25-1, Zoe Starks and Shayna Baszler.
Okay.
16-1, no one's ready for Asuka.
Okay.
14, Liv Morgan.
Where the fuck has Liv been? Has she been hurt?
She's been arrested.
Was she really?
They got her for possession, and didn't they get her with...
pretty much a DUI.
Then to distribute?
That got dismissed. It got dropped to a DUI.
She was only a gram over fucking legal limit.
Well, with pot?
Yep.
Pot's legal everywhere. That's probably why it got so kicked under the rug.
No, this was not kicked under the rug. This was a big fucking deal because, like, I looked at that. That was all over my fucking Instagram feed. Holy shit.
Okay, speaking of when, Ryan, let me ask you this. Maybe you know. Ryan, you could charge it. What the fuck are they doing with Nikki Cross?
Oh, no. I love the fact that she was literally just standing in the background for no fucking reason during
Valhalla's
match.
Yeah, but she's just standing there. What the fuck's going on with her? What are they doing with her?
Man has got nothing for her.
So what, they just have her standing around like a zombie?
No, if that's the thing. If creative actually had nothing for her, she'd be in catering.
No, this is her though. I think they have nothing for her, and she's doing this on her own.
I don't.
Why they wouldn't put her on TV? They wouldn't put a camera on her.
Yeah, WWE doesn't do that. There's a reason she's in the background. It's probably leading up to something with her and Valhalla, but they're letting her do the crazy Nikki.
Yeah, they're literally making her do Nikki. Nikki Cross, like Rebecca Knox.
Yeah.
Because I kept meaning to ask Ryan that, because I figure Ryan's been around. You know, maybe you would know what the fuck they're doing with her and stuff like that. Maybe you had an idea.
I think they're just going with the crazy Nikki gimmick.
Yeah, I actually heard people think, oh, could this have something to do with Bo Dallas and the possible new character that he's developing? That
do we see Bo?
Ooh, yeah, do we see Wormwood?
I'd be shocked, but I'm not going to get my hopes up for that. Because have you been watching those YouTube videos?
Of course, me and Ryan found those years ago.
I'm talking about the recent ones.
Yeah, we've been following that channel for years.
Yeah. As soon as new videos drop, I know about it.
Oh, you get the notification? You hit the bell?
Yeah, we hit the bell. Ding!
Ding. Ding dong.
Yeah, something like that. I want to know about.
All right, let's move on. What's the rest of the odds?
Your favorite woman in the world, Sasha Banks, at 12-1.
Nah, she ain't coming back. She's all elite.
What she's getting paid for AEW, she ain't getting touched in WWE.
She's all elite. Fuck her and let her go there. Let her ruin that promotion.
Just making $25 million. This is getting WCW 2000s level bad.
Hence why. Have you been seeing the screenshots of the crowd, man? It's like deader than anything. The live event crowds.
And I love how Cornette says that TNA is not fucking doing anything, but yet AEW is at least trying to fill bigger houses. Last time I checked, TNA has never not sold out at a venue.
You know, I keep saying it. It's like for a company that doesn't have a legit TV deal, for them to be still signing big names like the Nick Nemeths and the fucking, Simon Gotch just showed up there recently and stuff like that. For them to draw big names, well, not big names, but marquee names, they're doing something right.
Because AEW. Does not rely on gimmicks. It relies on wrestling. The gimmicks help get the company over. Just like the original TNA. Nobody watched the original TNA for Samoa Joe and AJ Styles. They watched them for the wrestling, but their characters got the wrestling over.
Oh, I used to watch the original TNA every week. I dropped the $10 every week to watch the original.
What I'm saying is, though, when you start seeing stuff like Eelie Skipper tight roping the fucking cage to do a Hurricanrana.
How that guy never became a star is beyond me.
But he was a star in that company. And it didn't hurt that you had guys like Samoa Joe become big. You had guys like Kurt Angle show up. Yes, Perk Angle, but still Kurt Angle. You had Sting, who was never...
James Storm, Bobby Roode.
But that's the foundation. They were never big. I'm saying it helped that you had a Jeff Hardy before he was a fucking mess, before he got on fucking pills, that you had guys like... Hell, Jeff Jarrett helped thrive that company, and it didn't hurt that you had the NWA tie behind it.
The only thing I can't forgive them for is when they name balls cojones.
But they couldn't use the rights to the name.
I know, but they could have just called him Mahoney. They didn't have to call him cojones. That was just so...
No, because the minute they used Mahoney, they would have been sued.
But the people still chanted balls all the time during the live show, so...
Fans don't get cease and desist.
And I used to rib him about that. I'm like... I call him when he called me. I say, "Hey, what's up, Cojones?" He goes, "Shut the fuck up! Don't bring that up." He hated that. He absolutely hated that.
Fans do not have the cease and desist. The television crew does.
Yep.
All right, let's finish this out.
All right, next we have Bianca Belair at 10-1, Raquel Gonzalez at 9, Nia Snacks at 8, Cargill at 3, Foxy Lunch at 2, and that ass Bailey at 1.
Hey.
I know what I said.
Raquel Gonzalez I think she's dealing with some health issues. I don't think she's going to be there. She's dealing with some major health issues.
All right. Well, let's make our picks. So, what do you...
What, the numbers, or who do you think is going to win?
Numbers.
All right, Ryan, go ahead. You went first last time. Go ahead.
16.
What number did you say? 16, you said? I'm going to do 25.
And I'm going with good old number 30, because I think it's just a one-off, and it's going to be to finally hit the lights and light it up. Good old AJ.
Oh, AJ, yeah. Well, she did put out on Twitter or Instagram, she took a picture of her old boot, her old wrestling boots. She goes, I wonder if they still...
Took a photo of her fucking abs, and they're still fucking ripped.
Yeah, her. I think with the shoes, she goes, I wonder if they still fit.
But, all right, we'll do the quick matches and then we'll predict who wins. There's only four matches right now, so Logan Paul, Kevin Owens.
Owens.
Right? Logan Paul, Kevin Owens. Yeah, I think Owens is taking the title. Fatal four-way for the Universal title. Roman versus Orton versus LA Knight, yeah, and AJ Styles.
Give me a schmoz. Nobody's going to win that match clean.
It's no disqualification. So
it's going to be a schmoz. Something's going to happen. Nobody's going to win that match clean.
Roman.
Yeah, Roman's holding that belt. He ain't going nowhere.
Right, you're a little far away from your mic.
Oh, I said you can't schmoz an ODQ match.
Well, you know what I meant. It's like there's not going to be it's the champ's going to retain. That's what I kind of meant. That's where I meant to go with that.
Solo's going to get involved, and yeah. All right, men's Royal Rumble.
I think Cody.
Punk. Women's Royal Rumble.
Bailey.
Right.
We even have a list of everyone that's in it yet.
No, but I mean, pretty much. An idea. Pretty much what I listed is the odds for it. We don't have a list of everyone that's in it yet.
Because we'll never get a complete list with all the surprises.
You know what? I'm going to say Nia. Because they're really starting to push this whole Nia versus Rhea.
Effie.
No, Rhea.
Oh, yeah.
They're starting to push this. I think we're going to get that no matter what at Mania because they're really starting to push that.
There was no odds for Rhea, is there?
No, because she's not going to be in the Rumble.
Is she defending?
No, there's no match yet for that.
Maybe Friday there'll be a match for that.
No, there wouldn't be Friday because she's Raw.
Like that's ever stopped them before.
They're not, is EO's not holding up a title yet?
True.
No, all right. Well, that's our picks. Good? We got anything else we want to talk about, or are we getting out of here?
I'm good.
Right?
We can go.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, if you... like what you heard, please follow us on all social media accounts under the Nerdport Network. Follow us individually on Twitter at FNRonny.
At the Zombie Master.
At Stuntcock STL.
You can follow Christian at the Daily Blitz 61
underscore
61. You can follow Raider Dave at
Raider Dave underscore NPN.
And please follow us on all our other social medias, Twitch, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Clapper, you know, all those fun shit. Links are in the description down below. Our YouTube page, where we are streaming live also, and Twitter, we are streaming live, and Kick, and soon to be probably Facebook, and, you know, the refrigerator around the corner at a Home Depot.
What's that shit that WWE's tout?
Tout.
Periscope.
But, ladies and gentlemen, well, that's now, TikTok Live is now Periscope.
Ah.
But, ladies and gentlemen, please, if you like what you heard, tell your friends. If you didn't like what you hear,
go fuck yourself.
And I hope a donkey ejaculates in your ear.
I hope you wake up to a bowl full of reindeer cum.
Oh God, damn!
And if you didn't like what you hear, tell your enemies. But until then, always tell them three things: one, Bobby Bonilla is getting paid; two, Shohei Ohtani will be getting paid; and two, and three, there is always a teachable moment. And hell, if you don't believe us, well, fuck, that's just a fact of life. Yeah.
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 Good night.
Well, fuck yourself.